these ought to be the kinds of ordinances that cities and counties can develop. I was a little baffled at why they would even care that we wanted a non-discrimination in housing ordinance. What's wrong with that? But more importantly, what I'd like to say to your listeners is thank you, because what we saw happen in just 12 hours, maybe less than 12 hours, is people picked up on that and they mobilized and they got the word out, and we had passed it in the Senate. It was on its way to the House. And in that brief time, there was such, I think, a groundswell of communication to the state legislature that the House decided not to go along with the Senate on this. So I want to thank all your listeners who sent me emails and phoned and called their neighbors and said, do you know what's going on? Because literally that provision was put into a conference committee report. Mm-hmm. I mean, it did not see the light of day until we were voting on it in the Senate. Mm-hmm. And so I'm really proud to live in a community that is paying such close attention that they picked up on that.
And did you hear from a lot of Asheville people?
Like, I sure did.
Oh, okay.
I sure did. Now, I heard from other people too. The League of Municipalities was on top of it, Equality NC, the ACLU. So this was just a bad idea that they tried to slip in under the radar, and I'm proud to say that the people in North Carolina said no.
Yeah, community advocacy works sometimes, even when there's that short window of time, I guess.
I thought it was pretty amazing.